If you would like information on guests that appeared on the community council, go to KIISFM.com. Keyword council.
All right, moving right along to our next guest. If you're just joining us, this is the Community Council. This is the show where we talk about everything good going on in the community. Now, if you're interested in featuring a nonprofit that you work with on our show, just go to whatever station you're listening to, the Community Council on, and go to that station's website. Type in the keyword council, and it will take you right to our page. And right now, we're going to talk all about reading. And I have a very special guest in the studio with me. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
So I'm Charlie Orchard. I'm the managing director of Reading to Kids, which is perhaps the most accurately named nonprofit organization you've ever heard of, because that's literally what we do, read aloud to children.
So how did this start? How did you get involved?
Okay, so we started back in 99 when we had a couple of people who were volunteering at one of our elementary schools. They wanted to do more than generate money through fundraisers. And they met with the teachers and the administrators there and asked, what's the best thing we can do to help the kids at this school? And they said, well, if we can encourage them to enjoy reading, that would have a huge impact on the rest of their lives. Mm. So they discussed that, worked out, they did a little bit of research, and very quickly discovered that so much research says that reading aloud to children is the single best way to encourage them to want to read, to enjoy reading. So that year, this is May 99, we decided to try a reading club at that school, Gratz Elementary. Let's see how many kids show up. So 8 volunteers showed up, 20 kids showed up, and since then, we've expanded out to 7 schools, and we now usually get around 1,000 to 1,300 kids show up. And we get 300 to 500 volunteers. Just this past Saturday, we had 461 volunteers read aloud to kids at 7 schools.
So is it an after-school program?
Oh, that's kind of neat. It's the second Saturday morning of every month. It's only the second Saturday morning. It's after school, but it's on the weekends because that's when most of our volunteers can get there.
Yeah.
We get the schools to ourselves for that morning, and it's a lot of fun. You get to spend time with the kids. You're reading with the kids for like an hour and a half that morning. It's really perfect.
Oh, my gosh. And how old are these kids?
So it's kindergarten through fifth grade. Two of our schools have 6th graders as well, but it's mostly kindergarten through fifth grade. So 5 years old to about 11.
And how do you get the kids interested? Because, there's so many. I feel like, when I grew up, my mom would always read, aloud to me.
Her reading and she read aloud to you, too.
Yeah, that's what, or my aunts. And it was always, they would always be buying me books. And when I was little, that's how we bonded. And I still, at 25 years old, hold those memories close to my heart because those were great times for us. And, that did get me interested in reading more myself when I got older. But how do you kind of get this, get these kids drawn in to do this?
Well, let's see. First of all, there's just the word of mouth. As kids come and have fun, they tell their friends. And then their friends are like, oh, I want to go to that too. Another thing is every kid who comes to our reading clubs, we give them a book just for coming.
Oh, my word.
So in this way, they're getting books. We're building their home libraries for them. So other kids hear, I can get a free book if I come to that. And you guys had fun. And the volunteers are really exciting. And the books were fun to read. So there's that. There's also things like we will walk through the schools the week ahead of time before the reading clubs and remind the kids, hey, Reading Kids is coming this week. And we tell them what the books are about. There's a theme every month. For example, this Saturday when we had our last reading club theme, Spirit of Giving, no surprise there.
Yeah.
Good theme for December. The books, touch into the theme. So we talk about the books there. When I do classroom walkthrough, where Dr. Seuss hat. So I'm 6 foot and you throw a, 2.5 foot hat on top of me and I just kind of stand out.
They can't miss you.
Yeah, that's right. And then so I'll be walking through the schools and the kids just kind of get excited about saying, oh, hey, it's Reading to Kids, because they know they're going to meet neat people, the adult volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're going to get a book for being there. They're going to have read aloud to them a fun book. People like stories. Mm-hmm. So when the kids know that they're going to hear a great story read aloud to them by a couple of volunteers, they get excited about it, word of mouth and such. And by the way, the books that we read aloud, after we've read them, we donate them to the school library. So we've given away about 24,000 hardcover books that we've read aloud to the school libraries.
Wow.
And we're at 7 schools. Anybody who volunteers with us, all 7 schools, the same books will be read at kindergarten at all of them.
Oh, wow.
In first grade and second grade. So we're buying 6 different titles every month and multiple copies of them.
Where do you get the funding for that?
Okay, so, we write grants. We get funding from organizations, foundations, corporations, all around L.A. We also get donations from our volunteers and from just people who want to support us, people who oftentimes it's people who volunteered with us and then they moved away, but they still really believe in our mission. Mm-hmm. In fact, right now, until the end of the month, we're in our annual fund drive. You know, we have a goal to raise $45,000 from 500 donors by the end of this month. And we're getting pretty close. I have like 420 donors so far, so I'm close on the number of donors. And they've donated about $35,000. So we got another 10 grand that we're trying to raise just from people going to our website, readingtokids.org, and clicking on the banner. It says annual fund drive, and they'll see lots of ways to donate to us. So, you remember I mentioned we give away books to the kids?
Yeah.
So those books, we have access, we have sources that can get us those books. They're about $1.25 each when we buy them.
Great.
Now, we're buying 1,000 of them at a time.
Wow.
Because, you know, 1,000 to 1,300 kids show up some of our busier months. So, so somebody donates $5. That's four prize books that we're going to give to kids right there. You know, or $50 will buy four of the books that we read aloud. You know, they have to be hardcover because they're going in a library. So, so that's really, and then we also have special events. You know, we have some fundraisers we have. Like, we go to Hamburger Mary's for a drag queen bingo. That's fun. That's not for the kids. That's for the adult volunteers.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast there. And we do a comedy night most years at, at the Improv in Hollywood.
I love this because it's such a simple concept. You feel like you said, it's just reading to kids.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what you're doing. You know, why is this so important to you? And you touched on it a little bit, but you personally, why was this something you felt called to do?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go way back machine. My first career out of college, I was a high school English teacher. And I quickly learned, I did that, by the way, for 11 years. And I very quickly learned that my students who tended to do really well and enjoyed school were ones who also genuinely enjoyed reading. And then my students who really struggled, it was very difficult to get them to want to do the reading at all. And most studies have determined that it's right around, if you can get kids interested and in the habit of reading by third grade, that is a lifelong habit that's really going to take them on the rest of their lives and much more varied careers and a lot more success in their lives. So after I left teaching, my wife actually is the one who got me interested in reading to kids because she was looking for something that we can do in the LA area. And so I went with her, and within the first time I was reading, when I realized, this is exactly getting to the core of the problem that I was seeing by the time I was seeing the kids in high school. Here's a great way to share my own genuine love and enjoyment of reading with younger kids so that they will grow up and just have as wide a world as I experienced through my reading.
So did you leave teaching to do this full time?
No. Kind of. So I was a high school English teacher. Then I went into online education. I would train and teach college professors to build online degree programs. And while I did that career, I was volunteering with Reading to Kids. I started volunteering with them about 12 years ago. And so that was Reading to Kids was my wife and I's our major volunteer effort. And then a couple of years ago, when the opportunity came where I could change careers and get into Reading Kids full-time, I jumped at the chance, and I was fortunate enough for them to choose me to do it, and this is the best job I've ever had.
Have you, you know, you've been doing this for how many years now?
I think I'm on my 12th, 13th year.
So 12, 13 years, have you personally seen in the kids? You know, have you ever had someone come back to you and say, you know, this really impacted my life, or do you kind of see it as they get older and older?
There is one of our volunteers who I found out last month at our last reading club. He was one of the kids that we used to read to, and that's a phone call I've been wanting to make to him. He doesn't have any idea I'm going to call him, but I want to ask him. So talk to me about what this was like. But I can say this. Most of the years while I was a volunteer, I was at the same elementary school, Magnolia Elementary, and I watched certain kids there work their way through the years. And so over the years, I got to know a few of them really well. And we would talk about books all the time. Some kids will tell us that their parents built them bookshelves to hold all the books that we've given them. Because, you know, if a kid comes every month from kindergarten through fifth grade, they'll end up with 72 books, which is a pretty good collection.
Yeah.
And I've been into a couple of the kids' homes. I've been invited there because we give refurbished computers in August and January. You know, one kid at each school gets a refurbished computer that someone's donated to us. And I've helped, you know, set those up in the homes. And one of the wonderful bright spots of color I always see in the homes is the books that I know we gave them, you know, that they had received over the years. So that's it's very exciting, very heartwarming to see that.
I'm sure. Now, where, you know, you said you're now in seven different schools, correct?
Yes, that's right.
You started at one, you're at seven. Mm-hmm. What do you hope to see in the next 5 years?
We'd love to expand to more schools. I mean, because we're all about getting more books and more excitement of reading out to as many kids as possible. And so when we're at a school, you know, we'll often get, say, 15-20% of the kids show up on a Saturday morning, you know, when they could be, you know, doing other stuff. Instead, they come to our campuses because they want to hear a book, they want to receive a book, they want to meet great volunteers, which are just, you know, we're kind of bringing together different parts of LA into one place. Parts of LA that wouldn't normally interact with each other that much. Mm. So it's great when they get to talk to them. I'm getting a little off tangent here, but
no, that's fine.
I like to tell our volunteers that kind of like celebrities to these kids. They're an adult who's not related to them and not a teacher who's coming to spend time with them and read the story, but also listen to the kids and talk with the kids, because reading to kids is also talking with kids. I should add, by the way, that after you've read the book with them, we do an arts project with them.
Oh, wow.
Usually get a couple of arts ideas, and you know, we come up with ideas too for you to do. Though people are particularly crafty, are welcome to come, you know, come volunteer with us. And I got a great idea to do as a craft that we can do with those kids. Hey, that's great. Come on in and do it. But so we spend the, you know, like the first half to two thirds, you know, reading aloud to the kids, and then that second half to one third is doing crafts kind of related to the book. And that's when you're discussing. And you ever go to a book club yourself?
Yeah, no. I was in elementary school, you know, we would have my aunt was actually the principal and very interning, so that was, you know, things that I would definitely do. But yeah, I very vividly remember, you know, going to the school and book fairs too. Always when the book fairs would roll around, that was a very exciting time in an elementary school kid's life.
I remember. I don't know if they still do this. We get those sheets, I think, from Scholastic. You know, it's like, hey, you could order these books, and I'd be happily checking them off. And then, you know, 3-4 weeks later, they'd show up in the mail. I hope I'm not dating myself too much here. This is back in the 70s when I was in elementary school. But, it just was so exciting to have those books show up, which that reminds me of another thing I like to explain. So the books that you grew up reading as a child, where do those books come from?
The publisher, the library.
Well, I mean, who brought them into the home for you?
Oh, my mom, my aunts, uncles.
Oh, that's interesting. See, my wife and I, we don't have kids, but we are the aunt and uncle who gives books.
Oh, my gosh.
For gifts. That's what
always.
We do. Yeah, our nieces and nephews, they maintain Amazon lists, wish lists of books, and we're just picking out books to send them. Reading to kids is like the aunt and uncle who gives books to the kids we serve. I mean, if it wasn't for us, a lot of these kids wouldn't have books to read, and that's just... Who wants to live in a house with no books to read?
You need books.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what can our listeners do to help you guys out or get involved or send their kids or their nieces and nephews?
Let's see. Well, we're reading aloud to the kids who actually go to our seven schools. Our seven schools are all elementary schools right near the west side of downtown L.A. On our website, readingtokids.org. We have a map. You can see where they all are. So one of the great things our volunteers can do is volunteer to be a reader with us. Mm-hmm. As long as you can bring an enthusiasm and an enjoyment and a desire to read, you're perfect for it. That's all you need to bring with you. So we're always looking for 300 to 500 volunteers every month. And we get a lot of return folk, but we get and need a lot of new folk too. Mm. So going to our website and signing up to read with us, you have to sign up ahead of time because we're very well organized. So you can't just send 500 adults to these seven schools without a lot of back-end organization and having you sign up, you're going to choose your school, you're going to tell us a grade if you want to read to a specific grade, we're going to pair you with somebody who's read before. We're going to give you an idea. This is what the book's going to be. Here's a guide to how to read it aloud. We have volunteers who write that for us. Mm. Actually, my wife is one of the people who works on doing that, too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's very much into it, too. It's really nice having a wife who's so involved in my work, too.
I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Let's see. So volunteering with us is one thing. Donating to us is another thing. I mean, if you can't make it, the second Saturday of the month, but you still want to have an impact on these kids' lives, going to our website and donating to us, I mean, it's great if you can do that within the next few weeks, just because our annual fund drive, we were able to show our other funders, people who give us grants, hey, look at how how popular they are in L.A. Look at how many different people in L.A. have donated to us. Look how much we were able to raise because people genuinely believe in the power of books to change kids' lives. Mm-hmm. So, see, there's volunteering with us and donating to us. And, you know, we could also take donations of new books. All the books we give to the kids for coming, we like them to be new. You know, pride of ownership. Yeah. The kid really feels like, hey, this, I'm the first one
that
to get this
book. That new book smell.
Yeah. Oh, I love that smell. That's right. And so we love taking donations of brand new books as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. Mm-hmm. And just this, it's just, again, such a simple concept, but you're making a difference in these kids' lives, and it's really fantastic. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Oh, thank you. It's great. It's like we're like a little gem of LA. Come join us. It's a lot of fun.